call the infrastructure organizational meeting to order.
Margaret, do you have the sheet for us to sign?
They're there. I don't have y'all sign this sheet because you don't get paid for this meeting, okay. But I do have that you're present on it.
Good deal.
But there's your handout of your agenda.
Okay, thank you. I can pass it out.
No, I'll take one. Okay. Jot down some notes.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for coming today. Wanted to start off by agenda item number one, which is the election of a permanent chair. Judge Dodson appointed me in January. But I want to open the floor to any nominations at this time.
Justin, I think I would like to nominate Jason Lyons.
Okay, we got a nomination on the floor for Jason Lyons. All right, the floor is open for discussion.
Justice Stray.
Well, I don't have anything against you doing it. I think Jason's got a lot of, this nothing personal. I just think Jason's got a lot of experience in this area that might be beneficial to the committee. Of course, he could work with you on through that too. So, I just thought I'd throw it out there to the committee.
Okay.
I need a second, Justin.
Do we have a second?
I'll say that.
Okay. Got a second? All right. Any other discussion at this point?
Well, I'd like to. Is it on now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm used to using my phone. I would just like to say, I know that you, I think, have more experience than the other young guy. So I just think your nomination would be a good one.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I have served on the court for 9 years, all 9 years on infrastructure. Was chairman 6 years ago and was nominated again, but it was a very short-lived nomination, and have been nominated again. So I do have 9 years' experience on infrastructure and with the court. Any other discussion at this point?
I appreciate Justice Strain nominating me. I think it'd be easier. You've got the 9 years. You've got seniority on this. So I'll go ahead and just remove my nomination from it. Thank you, Justice Strain. I appreciate it. We'll just, Justin, now you're willing to take some talking points and listen, and we'll just all work together to make it easier since you've been on this for 9 years. That'll make it easier. I think just easier going ahead that way. That works for everybody.
If I could, then I'd like to make it a unanimous vote, call for a vote for Justin. Right?
All right, so officially do we need to, the motion needs to be struck from the agenda? Or
the record? Yeah, I think, Justice Strain, you can just withdraw your motion and that'll be sufficient.
Okay, I'll withdraw the motion.
All right, thank you very much. So moving on to the next agenda item, we have the special report of the 2022 roads recap. So last year, I wanted to give the court and those in the audience an overview of everything that was completed last year so we know what has been done as far from an infrastructure standpoint. I reached out to Randy, and he was able to provide some information that I mailed out or had Margaret email out about a week and a half ago. So if you'll look at that, look at the bridges that were completed in 2022. There were 5 bridges in total that were completed, although Roden Mill is waiting on paving. I think I went by it this afternoon, and it wasn't completely finished yet. But Middle Road, Simpson Road, Pumpkin Center Road, and C.A. Holland Road number 2 bridge, they have all been completed. The next item would be the asphalt overlays. Now, there's a number of roads on the list that you guys received, But in total, there were 53.24 miles completed last year. A lot of these you'll see that are fairly small roads, a quarter of a mile, but some are a little bit longer. Sotillo Road was completed, and it's right at 4 miles long. But in total, that was right at 53 miles completed last year. One thing to note that paving generally has to take place, I believe, above 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So when during the wintertime, you can't lay down asphalt. It's not going to work. So they're very busy during the summertime, and you'll see them out in full force doing overlays during the summer months when there's not much rain. The next item would be chip seal. So the county has gravel roads, they have chip seal roads, and they have asphalt roads. The chip seal roads totaled about 12 and a half miles last year. Most of these are fairly short roads as well. You can see that some were just a little bit over a tenth of a mile, but a couple were 2 miles to 3.5 miles. If you have that list in your email, you can take a look at that. I know establishing a good chip seal road base provides a good base for a future paving project. I remember when we didn't have hardly any paved roads in Faulkner County, growing up on a dirt road, and when it was finally paved, it was a much desired improvement to the community. So that is the 2022 recap of the roads, bridges. Any questions on that?
Yeah, I have a question for the chairman, if you don't mind. So this list, this chip seal list, are actually roads that are going to be paved?
I'm sorry.
Are this list of chip seal roads, are they going to be paved at some point last year?
These are completed. These were already completed last year. Okay. I would like to meet with the judge's office and get a list of all the roads that are they're projected to be paved this year. I know from year to year you can have your list, but if weather turns bad or if there's a natural disaster, sometimes you're not able to get to everything on your list that year. But to see what bridges need to be repaired, if there's any massive culvert projects or anything like that, I know that we can dig out culverts. We can kind of re-line them without having to dig the road up. So there's definitely some interest in that in the coming months.
Absolutely. Look forward to working with you.
Any other questions?
So what is going to be the whole purview of our committee? Obviously roads, drainage. What else falls under our purview?
I think anything infrastructure. I know we've got some very massive projects coming up, such as a potential jail project. I know we can probably work with the Courts and Public Safety Committee, but that would be something that we would want to make sure that we are involved in.
So buildings would be considered.
I think we should look into that and see where that actually lies. Does it 100% fall with the Courts and Public Safety Committee, or could we have some input there?
I know it's been a conversation I've had. What about with these ARP projects coming in, wastewater, sewers? I mean, a lot of those are typically have to be done within the county right-of-ways.
Definitely. I think it would be good to get probably quarterly updates from the ARP director as to how things are going. If there's any roadblocks in any of the projects that are going on, just get a report from him. Other questions? Okay. Next item on the agenda, I actually sent this out, but it was stuck in my drafts. Justice Strain is on my agenda, and he has a waterline extension project that he would like to discuss with the committee right now at this point.
I would like to, at this time, introduce Mr. Jay Pratt. He lives on Military Road, and he has taken the lead in his community to try to get water into his area. They've got a lot of wells that are not doing very well, no pun intended. And so he is, it's his first time to speak before the committee, so the floor is yours, Mr. Pratt.
Thank you so much. I've been on Old Military Road for approximately 25 years. there was a water grant project that missed us by about 3,000 feet that came off of Round Mountain, went down, hit Old Military, went down Rocky Gap, and then I believe hit Donald Ridge, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago. They missed us, like I said, by about 3,000 feet. There would be approximately 18 houses or residents where people are living. If we could get it extended that far, if you could extend it an additional 1,000 feet, it would pick up approximately 9 more residents as well. Talked with Conway Corp on it, and they did submit a bid to us at $495,987. Didn't know if there was a way to get the grant extended or if there was a way to get loans for that. Some of the wells don't work. Some of them are not very good. And then most of the people that have lived on that road have lived on there as long as I have.
I guess where we are with this is just looking for the next step, and I maybe find out who you're talking with at Conway Corp and see if they're going to submit anything for a project to go out there that we might be able to address to some extent with the ARP funds. I don't know how much of that we have left, but it's... So anyway, I just wanted to allow him to speak so that to kind of get it on the agenda and get the community aware with it. And if we have any representatives, I think we have one here from Conway Corp. Maybe we can try to help him move this forward.
So is this within Conway Corp. Water District, or is it? Do you know where it lies?
I'm guessing it is. I mean, they would extend their. Main 3,000 feet to get to our address, and by doing that, it would include 18 other dwellings.
Okay, so a total of 27 homes, is that right?
It'd be 18 with this figure, and if they would do another 1,000 feet, it'd be another 9 dwellings.
The next closest water system is the Mayflower Water System, and they're quite a bit farther away, I think, than
several miles.
Yeah. Conway Corp is, so it'll be quite some time before they get that far with it, I'm sure. So. Anybody have any other questions for Mr. Pratt? Yes.
Judge?
Hey, Judge.
I was just going to suggest, Mr. Chairman and Justice Strain, that it'd probably be proper to submit an application, just grab an application and begin the ARP application process. You could visit with either our ARP Administrator, Tom Anderson, to your left against the wall, or our county attorney, Mr. Philip Murphy, seated just over the wall.
Condon. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just on my Mr. Pratt. Where on Old Military exactly?
I live at 346.
Okay, so... south of Empty Trail?
Yeah, just about 1,000 feet, correct.
Okay, so between Empty Trail and where it turns into Rocky Gap, Round Mountain, that intersection?
Yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure over the years, Conway Corp's been moving south with some water projects in that area, so I guess they just missed you then. So are you on the east side or west side of Old Military?
I'm going to be on the west side.
Okay, the Tupelo Bayou side then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Just want to check. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, one more thing. As it turns out, the CEO of Conway Corp just stepped in the room. So,
hey, Judge.
Welcome and thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. And so I hate to catch you with a hot question like this, but we just had a gentleman step up and mention Conway Corp and possibility of their request for ARP funds. And then there was a justice's question about Conway Corp's position on that. So, Mr. Chairman, and we're in the midst of an infrastructure committee meeting, just so you know sort of the procedural posture here.
Do you want me up here, Jess?
I will defer to the chairman of the committee right here, Mr. Justice Justin Knight.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm really unsure about what the topic is, but I'll be happy to do my best to answer it.
Justice Knight, I guess this might be more proper for the homeowners to come talk to us first and fill an application. And I think we can then, if we determine that Conway Corp needs to be brought in, and Conway Corp might be the best to actually make that proposal. And so that's something we might need to do within the county judge's office.
Thank you, counsel. Thank you very much.
Oh, my excuse.
With that, it is 6:01, and quorum court is scheduled to begin right now. So I will accept a motion to adjourn at this point. So moved.